Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Kathy Santos, founder of the National Alliance of Women Veterans. Excuse me. Based here in the city of Philadelphia. Today is a beautiful day here, sunny and bright. We're going to be talking a little bit on our program, the Women Women Veterans Speak, about the Lackland Excellence-based problems and the conviction of the accused rapist. And to talk a little bit about the past week's events in Washington, D.C., hopefully that we can get some follow-up on the Capitol Hill visits by some women veterans advocates who were advocating on the Hill and giving testimony on military sexual trauma and other issues. I'd just like to preface this meeting, submit this certainly my throat's a little bit nasty here. I would like to preface this broadcast just to acknowledge the Colorado incident and just send prayers out to the families of those lives, family members, and to talk about how forever we should be mindful of where we are in terms of resisting these type of activities in the future, where we are in terms of some of those contributing factors with regards to having these type of terrorist activities amongst our own people in our country, unsuspecting individuals, particularly the young folk who have taken on these various actions, if you will. And it's just very disturbing that we have a young man here whose life has been changed forever because the decision that he made to, hoard some firearms in his house. I guess he was stacking AK-47s, Glocks, and grenades or whatever type of weapons that he was housing. We have to be ever so mindful of the present state our country is in or should be in, an outrage to the accessibility of these weapons to people who are not responsible in their use, and it's caused so much pain and suffering and death to young folks whose lives were cut off so short. And Pennsylvania is at a state of emotional unease because of all of the things that are going on here, and certainly the Penn State issue on the sexual trial and the sexual issue of sexual crimes at Penn State and the backlash to that, where, you know, a lot of things have happened. They've taken many of the record-breaking historical associations from Penn State and all of the legacy. They removed all of that positive. And so we don't know exactly what's going on, but certainly Pennsylvania should be mindful of the national impact it will have moving forward. The one thing I do know is very important for the military community is the convicted rapist who was serving I guess he was doing a career in the Air Force. And, you know, we really just don't know where we are with all of the convictions, but we know that this is a start. Just to read a little bit of the headline here, from the, I would like to go to military.com and read from that website because I think that will probably be the most responsible. I'd like to hear what the military.com has to say about the Lackland Air Force Base just as soon as I'm able to pull it up here.
But, you know, this is very crucial for the work that's being done. SWAN has to be given a great deal of the credit for their persistence, as well as many of the other groups that have really taken on the mantle of fighting and advocating for prosecuting these perpetrators of military sex crimes. And this is a celebrated day in military history for the victims. And I hope leads to more transparency and certainly a greater, stronger redress in how these issues are dealt with, and they will expedite these trials so as to separate these perpetrators from the arenas that they have found to be a place where they can get away with or justify their behaviors. It reads from military.com, Lackland Air Force Base. Lackland is the Air Force's only site for enlisted basic military training for all non-prior service airmen of the regular Air Force, so which means that these are just new recruits. Lackland also offers professional and technical skills training and provides students from 117 countries the opportunity to increase their proficiency in the English language to a defense language institute English language center. Let me see what's going on here with this story. An Air Force instructor was sentenced to 20 years. In prison Saturday after being convicted of rape and sexual assault in a sweeping sex scandal that rocketed one of the nation's busiest military training centers. A military jury at Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio found Staff Sergeant Lewis Walker guilty Friday night on all 28 counts he faced, including rape, aggravated assault, contact, aggravated sexual contact, and multiple counts of aggravated sexual assault. A judge consolidated those charges Saturday into 20, but that didn't affect Max Walker's maximum sentence. He could have received life in prison. Walker is among 12 black instructors investigated for sexual misconduct toward at least 31 female trainees. Six instructors have been charged on counts ranging from rape to adultery, and Walker was the first to stand trial. Walker also faced the most serious charges of all those accused. Prosecutors say from October 2010 through January 2011, Walker sexually assaulted or had improper sexual or personal contact with at least 10 female recruits. Walker's court-martial included testimony from all 10 women, including one who describes him luring her into an office and sexually assaulting her on a bed, ignoring her pleas to stop. The Associated Press does not usually identify sexual assault victims. Five women testified during Saturday's sentencing hearing, said they couldn't sleep or maintain relationship with men with the assault, after the assaults. They said Walker's actions eroded their trust in authority and affected their performance at work. One said it affected her tour in Afghanistan because she felt uncomfortable being alone with men. It's made it extremely hard to interact with authority figures, she said. During my tour in Afghanistan, I was a little bit more scared of everything. I can't work with certain individuals just since they reminded me of Staff Sergeant Walker. Lackland is where every American airman receives basic training. It has about 475 instructors for the approximately 35,000 airmen who graduate every year. About one in five recruits are female. Pushed through 8 weeks of basic training by a group of instructors, 90% of whom are men. Walker was convicted by a jury of six men and one woman. Under Air Force rules, the jury can declare a defendant guilty by a 3/5 vote on each individual count rather than the unanimous decision required in American civilian court. So we're just say kudos to what seems like to be a precedent being set on this trial, where they apparently have several other individuals after Sergeant Walker to be tried. And apparently his sentencing of 20 years will certainly send a strong message amongst the victims who continue to seek some response to those victims of military sexual trauma. And we celebrate that on today. Again, the speech has been very detailed in the activities concerning military and joining forces with other military people discussing the defense budget and so many activities that compromise the present state politically on where the defense budget should stand. And I think it's important that the country continues to take very serious the efficacy and make the decisions on where our country should be headed in financing these wars that may or may not have a benefit to anybody. But certainly our government has been very proactive in participating or establishing their roles in international fights or wars, and I'm assuming that there is some benefit to all of that, and we would like to hope that our country is making some good decisions, because we know that the lives lost and all the suffering of the veterans and the military that many will never recover. Many will never, ever recover from their experiences. I'm going to take a station break right now and welcome you back to Women Veterans Speak in just a minute. Hopefully then we can talk a little bit more about the past week and Pennsylvania activities on Veterans for Smart Power and a little bit about what that all means. Stay with us. Yeah, we'd like to welcome you back to our program. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Kathy Santos, Women Veterans Speak, founder of the National Alliance of Women Veterans, headquartered here in the city of Philadelphia. We'd just like to talk, we were talking a little bit about the Lackland Air Force Base a trial of last week, and we're going to, in the second portion of our program, talk a little bit about our upcoming event. September the 11th, 2012, at the Greater Philadelphia Chamber of Commerce. It will be our third year celebrating our National Day of Service and Remembrance, which was enacted by President Obama. Just would like to read that press release and to direct you to the website before we can get off the air, so that the people can have the information who are listening to our program. So the event is scheduled for September the 11th, 2012, and it's an observance in remembrance and in honor of lives lost in September 11, 2001, when there was an attack on our country. The press release reads as such: September the 11th, 2012, marks our third year for celebrating those lives lost at the World Trade Centers in New York City. Our nation is being urged to honor that tragedy in our cities and neighborhoods throughout the country. April 21st, 2009, Patriot Day and National Day of Service and Remembrance were enacted by President Barack Obama and are being observed and celebrated throughout the country. The National Alliance of Women Veterans Incorporated, a Philadelphia-based organization, has participated in community activities in honor of this observance throughout the city of Philadelphia. The National Alliance of Women Veterans Incorporated is concerned about the state of our communities. since the attack on our country on September the 11th, 2001. Since the attacks on the World Trade Center, this country has been alerted to the vulnerability of our existence as Americans. The security once felt has been agitated by our government's need to fight terror and has changed the way we now live in many ways. On a national level, our government and cabinet members have been extremely involved in drafting legislation and policies to support the fight on terror. However, we need to express the impact this fight has on our citizens and communities. Philadelphia is directly addressing the fight on terror and has, among the many agencies, the Homeland Security Department and other federal entities to defend against any threats to our city. The National Alliance for Veterans, Inc. hopes to educate and empower communities to ensure that those with limited resources have an ability to protect and defend themselves. The Red Cross, Salvation Army, and other local organizations and NGOs are equipped to provide training and support in the event of any unfortunate situation. Community leaders and organizations are urged to become involved in this effort for educating and empowering Americans who reside in the communities of Philadelphia. CPR, survival, and emergency preparedness are skills being taught throughout the city, led by many organizations. Where we are in the post-911 and what can we do to ensure safety and survival for the residents of Philadelphia? On September the 11th, 2012, we are hosting a discussion networking event to talk about the grassroots activities on the issues related to post-911. We want to highlight the following issues. One, our returning military and their families who live among us. Two, the training and education of our communities. Three, where are our strengths and weaknesses at the community levels? Four, volunteerism and community service. Five, first responders and military impact on community. And at last, I've added another component, and that is Veterans for Smart Power. And we will talk about that in the final minutes of this broadcast. To continue on in this press release, it reads, the National Alliance of Women Veterans Incorporated comprises present and past military individuals with vast knowledge and resources in many disciplines and fields, to include being trained and certified as nuclear and security experts during an October 10, 2010 summit by our nation's highest level defense and security experts. We desire to spotlight our military and our community's efforts for providing at the local grassroots level for educating and training the residents of our urban communities. We have given over 50 Presidential Volunteer Community Service Awards for over 300,000 hours of service and held various forums, roundtables, and honoring ceremonies for our community, military, and supporters. We are seeking participants as volunteers for our planning committee and sponsors at every level. Anyone who desires to participate in this agenda may contact 215-834-4228. Again, that's 215-834-4228. Or email nawb2006@hotmail.com. Again, that's nawb2006@hotmail.com. The National Alliance of Women Veterans Incorporated is a 501c3 tax-exempt nonprofit public charity. Please support our military and veterans. Any contributions or donations are tax-deductible, and any statements of contributions are provided upon request. Please consider an online donation at www.nawbphilly.webs.com. There's also a registration and a link to the Eventbrite registration on this website. The resolution that has supported these activities, signed by President Obama, reads as such: by a joint resolution approved December 18, 2001, Public Law 107-89. The Congress has designated September 11th of each year as Patriot Day. and by Public Law 111-13, approved April 21st, 2009, has requested the observance of Section 11 as an annually recognized National Day of Service and Remembrance. Now, therefore, I, Barack Obama, President of the United States of America, do hereby proclaim September 11, 2009 as Patriot Day and National Day of Service and Remembrance. I call upon all departments, agencies, and instrumentalities of the United States to dignify the flag of the United States and have staff on Patriot Day and National Day of Service and Remembrance in honor of the individuals who lost their lives as a result of the terrorist attacks against the United States that occurred on September 11, 2001. I invite the governors of the United States and the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico and interested organizations and individuals to join in this observance. I call upon the people of the United States to participate in community service in honor of those our nation lost, to observe this day with other ceremonies and activities, including remembrance services, and to observe a moment of silence beginning at 8:45 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time to honor the innocent victims who perished as a result of the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. In witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand this 10th day of September in the year of our Lord 2009 and of the independence of the United States of America, the 234th Barack Obama. This is a wonderful day to celebrate our military lives lost. To have an observance, we don't celebrate the loss, but certainly want to be reminded of that dreadful day and certainly to continue to keep the awareness of the ongoing threats to our country and to our citizens. So I am very proud to participate and to host one of the many activities that will be going on this day. And we will hope that you will all join us. You can find more information on our website at www.nawvphilly.webs.com, as well a link to our Facebook and Twitter pages. Twitter and Facebook handle is Philly Vet. That's PHILLYDET. The website is www.nawvphilly.webs.com. I would just like to really thank all of the supporters of the military and the veterans community for their support, to the families and even to the military who were part of the incident in Colorado. We just ask that you continue to pray for the families who are in harm's way and know that we are doing this all together as a community, as Americans. We have to be mindful of those efforts that we must continue to put in motion in defense of our country, in defense of our American cities. So we'd like to thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to get off the air right now so that I can attend to my throat and just thank you all for joining us and look forward to you joining us on next week, next Monday, same time. This is Kathy Santos, the founder of the National Alliance of Women Veterans in Philadelphia. We support Veterans for Smart Power. Please check out Veterans for Smart Power on Facebook. Support this movement. Support the agenda. Look in your communities for the organized efforts for Veterans for Smart Power. Veterans for Smart Power are veterans of all ranks and ages coming together on common causes relative to the military in support of defense and security of our nation. Veterans for Smart Power. We support Veterans for Smart Power in the state of Pennsylvania. The National Alliance of Women Veterans is a partner in these endeavors. My name is Kathy Santos. We'll talk to you again on Monday, more about Veterans for Smart Power and our ongoing activities and plans for the National Day of Service and Observance scheduled for September the 11th at the Greater Philadelphia Chamber of Commerce here in the city of Philadelphia. Please visit our website for instructions on registering and links to other information relative to that day. Our website is www.nawbphilly.com. Thank you so much, and please have a wonderful day today.